You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Anyway, let's jump into this conversation we want to have about people who are childless. Jeremy, lead us off, please.
Well, I was trying to think of how this came about, and I think it was the other day when Sweet Nina was filling in for Josh, and she is fairly freshly married, but, you know, she's got a full-time job, and her husband's got a full-time job, and she was in here just pontificating about how great it is to have dual income and no kids, because I was telling her, you know, all the stuff I'm doing with my kids and stuff, and she's like, oh, I can't imagine. It's so nice to be able to drop and run, essentially, and do whatever you want. And I was like, oh, tell me what that's like. What are you spending your money on? Please tell me. And then it's funny, I came in this morning, too, and there's this great article about Seth Rogen. Also a great pontificator, Mr. Seth Rogen, Mr. Potweek. He's on some podcast talking about how great it is that he and his wife decided not to have kids. And one of the quotes here, it says, "We are in the prime of our lives. We're smarter than we've ever been. We understand ourselves more than we ever have." Then he goes on to talking about achieving a level of work and communication with each other and a lifestyle with each other. And I'm just like, man, sounds pretty nice not to have a couple kiddos running around. Now, there's pros and cons, DT. Pros and cons. But I think the big thing we want to focus on this morning is, what are you spending your money on if you're not having to buy school supplies and school lunches and kids' clothes and toys for Christmas? Where's all the cash flow going? Because are you familiar with the word dink? It's double income, no kid.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, somebody listening might know. They're like, what's a dink? So dual income or double income, no kids. See, you've just got excess cash flow. You've got money laying around.
And I would even go, I don't know if there is a word for, is it a sink then? That would be a single income, no kids. But people who are not in a relationship, but they're grown-ass adults. And they have chosen not to have children. And so they've got all of this money at their disposal.
Laying around money and time. And I posted this on my Facebook earlier, and Becky wrote in and said, we're dinks. We have started a travel blog where my husband and I can travel the country in a converted van. It's extremely freeing. So they have time to just travel.
Yeah.
That sounds
nice. We're going to open up the phones now. We want to see what you are doing with your money with no children. We do segments on this show all the time about, you know, your kids and kids this. Jeremy's a parent. I'm a parent. My son's grown. But still, you know, we focus a lot on the parenting culture. And so we're going to take this one segment and we're going to turn it over to people who have chosen to not have children. And we want you to talk to all the parents out there who are like Jeremy is right now.
Tell me what it's like.
What is that? I want to live vicariously through you.
What are you buying for yourself? Where are you traveling?
Dominique wrote in and she said, without kids, it makes it easier to justify spending $600 a night to have an oceanfront balcony room at a hotel in Miami Beach.
Yeah, damn right. Romantic.
That is excellent. What else? Let's see.
Daisy wrote in and says, I can lay in bed all day. I get fancy meals. We do what we want when we want. I do a lot of self-pampering, weekly golf, and impromptu plans with friends. Good night.
Yeah, the impromptu stuff.
Freedom.
I shoot it. That was Christine, who's on the oceanfront property. Dominique says, money goes to travel and art.
Yeah, that's
I'll
right.
I bet she, but Dominique has got some good looking art.
Probably.
Hang up in her house.
She's got some Ansel Adams stuff going on. Tina wrote in. She says, last Saturday, we drove to Wyoming just for the hell of it to eat at our favorite breakfast spot. Didn't have to get kids up and get going. We just went. Yep. Ain't that the truth?
Joy says, leaving for Hawaii tonight.
Where's my music?
Let's take a phone call on this, too, because I think people are trying to go every direction with this. Like, Ann, good morning, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Yay.
Hi.
So what do you got to say about this double income, no kids thing?
Yeah, so my partner and I are double income, no kids, and we spend all of our money on hopefully getting out of student loan debt before we're 40.
Oh, okay. So you're putting it to your loans. No art and fancy meals for you, huh?
No art, no Hawaii.
How much do you owe?
Between both of us, 120.
My God. If you think about it, your student loans are your children.
Exactly.
Because when you have children, you got to plan on 18 to 20 years that you're paying for them, and you might be paying for 18 to 20 years on your student loans.
So you're Dissin or Dyson, D-I-S-N, double income student loan. No, B-L, Dissel. You're Dissel. You got Dissel going on, double income student loans.
Yep.
Oh, that sucks for you. Are you using your college degree?
No.
Yeah. No, of course you're not.
What's the degree?
It's in Russian language and literature.
Oh, that was a good one to get.
And why did you do that? Why?
It sounded like a good idea at the time.
Were you wanting to do something with that?
I wanted to work for the intelligence agencies.
Okay, so that's legit. That's pretty badass, actually.
Yeah, well, why don't you go do it now? You've got the degree. Go do it.
I hate Washington, D.C., and I was never
there. That's kind of like one of the big details when it comes to working in that industry. So what are you doing now?
Now I am an accountant.
Yeah, totally different.
Okay, well.
Well, look at all that money you owe, accountant.
You know, Dom and his anti-college stance gets another point today.
Darn it.
Ann, go have a great day.
Bye, Ann.
You too. Bye.
Brigitte.
Oh, man.
Russian what?
I don't even know. You just stop there.
Sarah. Stephanie says, I'm not a dink. I'm a SIBA, S-I-B-A-H. Single income, broke as hell.
Oh, Sarah wrote in. She says, hey, guys, Disneyland can actually be rather fun and entertaining without kids.
Doubt it.
John says, I bought a motorcycle with a sidecar for my wife. That's
hey,
awesome.
Okay. Hey. Why doesn't he ride in the sidecar?
Right.
Kim says, spontaneous and travel. Just booked an Alaska cruise leaving in a month.
Oh, man, I want to do that.
Yep.
I got one more here from Brenda. Getting to come home and relax with my partner, play board games or video games, eat in peace, no mess, no crumbs, no sticky counters. You speak the truth.